Welcome to a day of hope and promise, to a place of peace and comfort, to a journey towards truth and justice, and to a community of love and courage that will help us along the way. Very pleased to welcome all of you to this service today, and I need all of you. Very full house today. We're glad to have the boys and girls, members of our church school, join us on this our final sanctuary service for this year. As you heard John Sanders mentioned, if you're in Nashua next weekend, I hope you will come to the chapel service at the far end of our RE building there, where Lee Page, as you mentioned, will be leading the service. We seem to be cranking up the community ministers right away these days with Emily Jackie and now Lee. For those of you who will be at Perry Beach, we'll be having our Sunday service there in the Grove at 10:30. A special welcome today to any of you who are visiting with us. Whether you're here for the first time or coming back from a previous visit, if you are here for the first time, you're catching us on a rather unique Sunday where we're not using our usual order of service in order to recognize and thank the people who have been a part of our religious education program as well as the members of our travel choir. If you have more, if you'd like some more information about this thing called Unitarian Universalism, you're invited to come join us during our coffee hour today, which is already announced. There will also be an ice cream benefit social. Come join us after the service for coffee and conversation. If you would like some more information about this church or about Unitarian Universalism, stop by our newcomers table. Someone can meet and greet you there, answer your questions, give you some literature about who we are and what we are about. Once again, because of the nature of today's service, we're not having our joys and concerns time, but our view is to light the chalice to bring to your attention. Shirley Rayburg spoke to me before the service, saying her daughter, Valerie Lee, has recently had surgery and asked that both Valerie and Shirley, all of us, be especially mindful and memories of her today. Deb and Mary, Lori, Nathan, Link, Vindy, you and Gigi, where's Gigi? Thanks, folks. But don't just stand for a second. I want to go off and say it's been great having you here, and we hope to see you back as soon as you're able to join us again. Best wishes. And then a concern from our community. Many of you remember, I think it was about a year and a half ago, that one of our very beloved members, Vaughn Darnell, passed away. His wife, Betty, is still living in their home up on Deer Haven Drive. I've been in touch with her daughter-in-law the past few days, and Betty could use some living assistance. If there are people there who could do that, needs a little help with shopping, maybe be driven on some errands from time to time, possibly some light housework, but mostly just friendly visits. I've got some little flyers about some of the things that Betty is needing there on the involvement table, right next to the information table, or right next to the newcomers table. So if you want to pick one of those up, if you want any more information about that, please feel free to speak with me. And now to light the chalice, this is also an 86th birthday. John Sinkovich, John, happy birthday.